What good news story are we kicking off with this week?
All right. So we're starting off with something from Canada.
Okay.
So there's been like a law has been passed where doctors are now in British Columbia. They're now able to issue prescriptions for nature.
Oh, like as in like go out into the forest.
Yes. So basically they're now able to, you know, you go to like a national park or something like that. You can now go, the doctor can now prescribe you a unlimited pass worth $70 for unlimited access to Canada's national parks for people like struggling with mental health related problems, things like that.
Oh, I love the Canadians. How did they come up with this?
Yeah, so research has kind of shown that time in and access to nature, whether that be in your backyard or in like the great outdoors, kind of improves anxiety and mental health and is correlated with reduction in chronic diseases. So these passes will be like a new tool for healthcare workers because particularly that these are like barriers that are going to be reduced because obviously this costs money.
Yeah.
And people who are often, it's often a correlation between like low income and new arrivals to the country who may not have access to these outdoor areas.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. So the Canadian, British Columbian doctors, they're now, okay, you can get a prescription to get out into nature. Oh, my, that's a great one. Yeah. Well done. That's a great one. All right. What have we got up next?
All right. So the next one is we're going down a bit. So going back to America. And this 8-year-old boy in Idaho, his name was Dylan Helbig. He wrote a short story, like a short book, about his adventures over Christmas titled The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas. Christmas is spelled C-R-I-S-M-I-S.
Cute!
Which included, very exciting depictions of him placing an exploding star on his Christmas tree, traveling to the North Pole, and going back in time to the first Thanksgiving. And after finishing the book in about mid-December, he was like, I want to share it with the rest of the world, this 81-page book that I've written. So he, while on a trip to the library with his grandmother, he kind of surreptitiously placed the book on the shelves amongst the other children's picture books and kind of just left it there for the to be discovered.
Yeah, okay, and tell me.
So a few days later, he kind of confessed to his mum about his crime. And they returned to the library and found that the book was gone. It had gone off the shelf. Nowhere to be seen. And after a while, his mother called the library. And the librarians told her that they'd read the book, loved it so much, recommended it to their kids. They loved it. And they wanted to know if they could put a barcode on the back and kind of formally add it to the library as part of their collection.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's pretty... It's very
It's strange. So cool.
Yeah, it's cool,
so
but it's cool. Very... Yeah, so then the local news kind of reported on the story, and then his book became such a highly sought-after item within the community that 55 people are currently on a wait list for the story.
Oh my God, there is a wait list for Dylan's book.
Yeah, which is about like 4 weeks for each loan, for each borrower. It means it could be years before someone gets to read it.
That is awesome. Yeah. Oh my God, that is awesome.
So they gave him an award.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, for the... it's called the Houdini Award with a little owl on it for the best young novelist, which they created a category for him. So the librarians are hoping that other children find inspiration to write their own stories after reading his and kind of to go on and share them with other people.
Oh my God, Matt, I love that one. Dylan. Dylan putting his storybook in the library and the wait list, the 55-person wait list. That is hilarious.
He also has a few sequels coming out.
Does he?
As you said, yeah. You might be able to get those, but maybe not this one.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. Okay. And final good news for the week. What have we got?
Yeah, so this is about a guy who was in his car and he kind of recorded himself on TikTok that he kind of pressed play on a CD he found. And he found the song so good and he realized he was listening to a song written and recorded by his father 40-odd years ago. So he recorded himself, you know, just jamming out, having a good time in the car. And then he recorded it, posted it, and when he woke up, the song would be played thousands of times with heaps of people begging for the song to be released.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
was his dad a professional or something?
So it turned out his dad was a professional session musician who toured with lots of, and toured and recorded for heaps of other artists, but he wasn't a front man in his own right.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Wait, I'm going to see if we can play the song. Hang on. Let me like go to this link you've sent me. Hang in there, peeps. Let me see if I can get the wonders of the interweb to like play us some of the song. So it's called Surrender to My Fire. To Surrender to Me.
That's the one.
Okay. Let me put this on. Oh, it's very funky. Okay, I'm actually going to play the whole thing when we finish because I think it's really cool. Matt, yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding good news week to start us off the week. Thank you so much for that.
No worries.